Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes, and we're from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County. And we join you this morning, as you do every Sunday morning, from Pittsfield Community Radio, 88.7 WTBR-FM in Pittsfield, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Oh, good morning, Kevin, and good morning to all our faithful listeners out there in Irish listening music land.
Okay.
I hope everybody had a good week, and I hope you enjoy our show today.
Yes, we have quite a show lined up for you today. We're going to have Frances and Mary Black. I haven't heard from either one of those women in a while. Bad Haggis, Stockton's Wing, and hopefully Wingo.
Wingo.
Woodver and Wingo.
Wingo.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get to that today. How about you, Farm?
Okay, I got some Christy Moore lined up for today, some Amble and some Saw Doctors. And if we have some time, I want to play some Patty Hats.
Excellent. So we're starting off today's show with Island Eddie.
Thank you. Oh.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. That was Enter the Haggis from their first album, Aerials, with Lanigan's Ball, their version of Lanigan's Ball. Oh, excuse me, we haven't played that yet. That's up to coming. You just heard Peter Purvis. I was wondering what was wrong with it. Steam Train to Malak was the name of that, from his album, A New Tradition. And before that, you heard from Francis and Mary Black, both of them who have been here in the Berkshires at one point or another. They both like cups of tea before they perform. So with Hóiríonn Inniún Don Bodach, the daughters of Don Bodach, whatever that means. And before that, we heard, started off today's show with Island Eddie, out that way in Galway Bay, with two reels, Larry Riddickin's reel and Leitrim Litter. Now, you're starting us off, Farmer.
I am. I'm starting this set off with Christy Moore.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind been bent on rambling to Ireland's isle did fly. I stepped on board of a vision and I followed where it went, and I shortly came to anchor at the cross of Spancel Hill. And delighted by the novelty, enchanted by the scene, wherein my early boyhood so often I had been, I thought I heard a murmur, and I think that I hear it still. It's the little stream of water that flows down Spancel Hill to amuse a passing fancy. I lay down on the ground, where all my school companions and they shortly gathered round. When we were home returning, oh, we danced with right goodwill to Martin Mylan's music at the cross of Spancel Hill. It been on day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters in crowds assembled there, the young, the old, the brave and the bold, they came to sport and to kill. There were curious combinations at the cross of Spancel Hill. Then I went to see me old neighbours to hear what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, and the young ones turning grey. I met with the tailor quickly, he's as brave as ever still. Sure he used to mend me bridges when I lived in Spancel Hill. Then I paid a flying visit to my first and only love. She's white as any lily, she's gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around, said, "Johnny, I love you still." Oh, she's Mac, the ranger's daughter, she's the pride of Spancel Hill. I dreamt I stooped and kissed her, as in the days of yore. She said, Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before. And the cock, it crew in the morning, oh, it crew both loud and shrill. And I walk in California, many miles from Spencer Hill.
Till our wedding day.
That was Bad Haggis.
Bad Haggis.
I'm not sure I've ever had good haggis, I used to point out. But anyway, that was Bad Haggis. Their album Wine Dark Sea with their version of The Rocky Road to Dublin. And before that, we heard from Enter the Haggis.
Enter the Haggis.
Yes, there's a lot of haggises going on here today.
Yes.
Like I mentioned earlier, and the name of the tune, My True Love Said to Me. And you started us off, Farmer?
I did. I started us off with Spencel Hill by Christy Moore, and that came off their Magic Nights album. And I just wanted to say that Enter the Haggis, we saw them once, didn't we, in Saratoga?
Saratoga.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah. I saw them also in Northampton.
Did you?
I saw them twice.
Okay.
Because they played at the pub. I can't think of the name of it right now, but they played in Northampton quite a while ago, several years ago. So we're doing July 19th. 1997 in Irish history. On this date, the Provisional IRA announced a, quote, complete cessation of military operations, unquote. It's a second ceasefire in 3 years, which would prove to be its last. The following year, 331 out of 350 Sinn Féin delegates at the Parties Ardèche in Dublin voted to accept the terms of the Good Friday Agreement. And in 2005, the group said it had formally ordered an end to the armed campaign, unquote. The Provisional IRA's 1994 ceasefire had abruptly come to an end with their 1994 version of the ceasefire had abruptly coming to an end with an explosion in the London Docklands in February 1996, which caused £150 million worth of damage and killed two men in the nearby newsagents. There was therefore skepticism when the July 1997 statement was issued. Ken McGuinness, security spokesman for the Ulster Unionist Party, said, "I don't expect anyone to take a ceasefire declaration at face value. There will have to be a definite commitment to a permanent, complete, and universal ceasefire with an indication that disarmament and disbandment of the terrorist organization, i.e. the IRA, can take place." The Provisional IRA had blamed unionists and the British government for the breakdown of the 1994 ceasefire, both of whom were said to have blocked any possibility of real or inclusive negotiations. Now, with a new British Prime Minister in Tony Blair and a new Northern Ireland Secretary in Mo Maolam, it was believed that a more equitable offer could be made to assuage Republican demands. In October, Blair became the first prime minister to meet with Sinn Féin since the outbreak of the Troubles, arguing that differences should be settled by, quote, negotiation, discussion, and debate, rather than, quote, the hatred and despair and the killing that had gone before. U.S. President Bill Clinton also issued a statement saying, "On behalf of the American people, I welcome the ceasefire declared by the IRA on July 19th. There you have it. And now we're going to hear something from you, Farmer.
We're going to start this set off with the Saw Doctors.
Number 10.
Number 10.
On the strand, take our clothes off in the moonlight, skinny dipping hand in hand. We'll start drinking in the twilight, keep it up until the dawn. get the ferry out from Runa and wave all our cares goodbye. Getting weary of the city, seen so many things have changed. Let's head off for Nora Daly's home, where she walked it never rained. So will you meet
Wasn't that pretty?
It was nice. Very nice.
Brendan Graham's arrangement from a Desmond Early recording from the Invisible Stars, the choral works of Ireland and Scotland. The name of the song was Orphan Girl. And aside from Mr. Graham and Mr. Early, they do not identify any of the singers. But that woman had a very nice voice.
Yes, she did.
And before that, we heard a familiar tune from Stockton's Wing, a familiar band from their album, A Beautiful Affair, with the Humours of Clonmel.
Ah.
And you started us off, Farrah.
I did. I started us off with the Saw Doctors, and the song was called Clare Island. And that was off their album, The Best of the Saw Doctors.
And you're starting us off this time as well.
I am. I'm starting us off with Amble.
You came to me in quiet dream, the softly spoken words you speak are all sure. Every day you stay the life you make in subtle ways. Run my eyes across your face and hoping you don't run away. And all the games you've played and times you've won. Yesterday's the dream, tomorrow's waiting on some. The gatherings we buy in haste, the offerings for our name, measured means to the end. We try our best to pretend that everything is more and all is you. Seeping into bone, your shadow stretches to the moon. And all I do is stall my words, remind myself of its worth. Run my eyes across your face, the memories, the reverie, and all the games you've played and times you've won. Yesterday's the dream, tomorrow's waiting on some. The morning rises slowly, taking time, imposing April, May, and June. The frozen ocean steals my heart. Rest assured, the work will win. Country girls and boys will sing. A child like me will live again. Born and die, begin again. Games you've played and times you've won. Yesterday's the dream, tomorrow's waiting on the sun. The morning rises slowly, taking time, composing April, May, and June. The frozen ocean steals my heart. Rest assured, the work will end. Country girls and boys will sing. A child like me will live again. Born and die, begin again. We'll be right back.
thoughts before thinking, drifting astray, astray.
And this is Kevin Kale and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at 88.7 Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR-FM.
And I wish everybody to have a good week, and I hope everybody enjoyed our show. And again, like Kevin said, stay tuned to our show again next week, and everybody have a good week. Be good. Be kind and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Gurum ugut agus jahi shahugan.